It is BBC Radio Leeds. Now, if you listen to me every morning, which I hope you do, you know that I think about things a lot. And I always think, oh yeah, I can do that, or I'll do that. And it's just me talking about things, and it's kind of just me thinking about things. 9 out of 10 times I never do it, because I just think about it. I always go, oh yeah, I've always wanted to do that. But I'll never actually go and do it. And one thing I've always thought about is kind of carrying an organ donation card. Because I'd like to think, if anything happens to me, touch wood, it won't, before 12 anyway, hope it won't, that if anything happens to me, I'd like to think that if there's anything of me that still works or is useful to anyone, anything, that I'd quite like to pass it on to someone else to give them a chance. There you go. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who do it. But the people who kind of want your organs, your lungs, your kidneys, I don't know, you can even use your bits of your eyes, they need your help. They really do need your help. And I'm joined in the studio by Sarah Hickman, who is sporting a lovely new T-shirt. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
With Live Life, Then Give Life. It's all about going on the organ donation register.
That's right. There are around about 6,500 people at the moment who, like me, need a transplant for their lives to continue, or in some cases to restore their sight,
right,
in the case of the eyes. A campaign has been started to raise a bit more awareness about the possibility of helping other people to live after you've died.
Right.
That's what Live Life and Give Life is all about.
Now, you need a double lung transplant.
Yep, I do, please. Yes.
If anyone's got any spare, give us a call. 0845 303 333. How long have you been on the register for?
I've been on the register officially since, for 3 months.
Right.
Just before Christmas.
Okay.
I've got cystic fibrosis, which is an inherited condition, which essentially means that your lungs deteriorate over your life. Sometimes it happens sooner. I mean, there's a little girl I know of who's about 10 years old who had a transplant quite recently. She's doing very well. Right. Other people like me get into their 40s and their lungs my lungs have just started to not work. The rest of me's okay, but I need oxygen to move around. And we're all of us prone to chest infections,
right,
which causes the lung damage, which means that eventually our lungs pack up.
If you don't have a lung transplant,
mm-hmm,
what will happen?
Probably I'm going to die. I could die quite quickly because I could get an infection very quickly. With cystic fibrosis, you tend to get asked about if you want to go on the transplant list a couple of years before you're expected to longer be around.
Okay.
So we don't know, but could be quite soon.
And
could be a couple of years.
You use a wheelchair, don't you, from
yes,
time to time? And you've also walked in today. You've got a thing up your nose, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you're carrying a bag.
Yes.
What's
the
all
bag's
that
full of oxygen?
Is it right? Okay.
It is. Well, the air's full of oxygen, but this is liquid oxygen, which means that I am able to leave the house. At home, I've got in our spare room, we've got a concentrator for oxygen, which takes the oxygen out of the air and pumps it down tubes into my nose,
right. So
I can move around the house. But that's on all the time. But yeah, I mean, I can take this out of my nose, but I'll be a bit out of puff.
Oh no, don't
quite
do
soon.
That.
I won't
don't do,
do
that.
That
no, don't do that. So you've been on the register for 3 months.
3 months now, yes.
What's it like for you? Are you constantly waiting for the phone to ring?
Kind of, yes. I mean, every night we've got a bag packed, and we have the telephone in the bedroom because the chances are, if we get the call for a transplant, the call will come at night, which, will be great. You're just going off to sleep and the phone will ring,
yeah,
and the ambulance will be there and we'll be whizzed off. You try and just get on with your life, though, because if you're going to be sitting around thinking, oh, the phone's going to ring, then it's not really much of a life, because in the reality, the call may never come, because 50% of people with cystic fibrosis who are on the transplant list don't actually get... They die basically before they get lungs. So it'd be a bit sad if I was sitting around just waiting. I try and, my husband and I, we do things like play Scrabble and we like watching the birds out the window. When it's not too cold, we can go to the park and things like that. But it's not the life that, an average person of my sort of age in their early 40s would be up to. And I'd like to do a lot more if I can in the future. But I'm not able to work anymore either.
Right.
So,
are you scared?
You try not to think about it, but yes, obviously, it's scary whichever way you cut it. Hmm. It's scary because I might die before I get a transplant. Having the transplant's quite scary too. Yeah, but I don't sit around trying to be scared.
No.
But it's, yeah, if you sit quietly, you probably, yeah.
Now, you've got the T-shirt on today, yeah. Live Life, Then Give Life, with something that with a card on the front that yes. I would kind of recognise as an organ donation mm-hmm. card. Are they still going now?
They are, yes, they are still going. Lots of people still carry a card, but a better way of telling the world that you're interested in, if you die, donating your organs, would be to sign the organ donor register.
Right.
Now, this you can do online at www.uktransplant.org, and it's the NHS organ donor transplant.
Hang on, how do I get on there? Let's get on it live.
Oh, wow. I hope it works.
Sarah, I ain't good with computers, so let's have a go here. So what's the...
www.
It's very, very easy to do. All the W's, yeah?
Yeah. UK Transplant.
UK Transplant.
Dot org.
Hang on, have I spelt it right? Yeah, I have. Dot org.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it?
Hopefully that should be it.
Hang on, have I spelt transplant? All right, here we are. UKTransplant.org. And any second now, the computer's very slow. I'll just give it a whack. Here we are, it's up! It says NHS UK Transplant. Since the 1st of April 2005, 2,088 people have received transplants, 725 people have donated organs, 6,690 people are still waiting for transplants. You're one of those, obviously. Mm-hmm. And 2,349 people have received the gift of sight.
Mm.
How does that happen?
That is for people who need corneas.
Right.
I'm not very good at the technical bit,
okay.
But it's in your eye. And people who are currently walking around blind, they've actually can have their sight.
How amazing is that?
Yeah.
How amazing?
Pretty good.
Now, a lot of people are quite squeamish. And yeah. You know, I thankfully, apart from kind of grandparents and great-grandparents, have kind of never, you know, touched wood, although one day it will happen, but kind of never lost anyone, you know, really close to me. And obviously through tragic circumstances, accidents and things like that. And it must be awful. And I can't imagine people... Mm. What it must be like for them.
Yeah.
A lot of people are quite squeamish because they think, oh, you know, transplant. They'll be chopped up and things like that.
Mm.
But I've heard lots of other people say, yeah, it is incredibly sad, but it's so nice to know that my son, my daughter, whoever, my husband, is kind of giving 2, 3, 4 people a chance in life. Is that what you would say to them?
That's certainly what I would say, yes. Definitely. It's a very personal decision, and... I think for all of us on the transplant waiting list, we know that it's not right for everybody because it's such an incredibly personal thing. But as you've just said, you're giving this chance, people a chance to live on. I heard of somebody just the other day who's, somebody who's had a heart transplant, who's actually met the family of the donor.
Right.
And all parties find that immensely sort of helpful. That obviously... If you lose a relative or a son or daughter, it must be horrendous.
Yeah.
But if you can think that some part of them is living on in somebody else, I personally would, obviously I'm going to say it, but I know I would find it. I would find it helpful and a comfort.
Yeah.
But as I say, it is very personal.
And hopefully, fingers crossed, you will get the phone call. And when you get the phone call... At the back of your mind, you probably will, you know, as well as being excited and scared at the same time, you'll think, you know, somewhere there'll be relatives of someone who will be incredibly sad, and your parents yeah. will be thinking of them, aren't you?
Absolutely, and I think it's something that I'd certainly think about for the rest of my life, and the chances are pretty high I wouldn't get to meet the donor's family, but I think the word grateful doesn't really encompass how fantastic it would be, and... But no, very grateful and very moved.
I'm on the website here, which is www.uktransplant.org, and you click on the How to Become a Donor. It's dead easy, isn't mm-hmm. it? Really, really, really easy. There's the organ donor line, which I'll give a number now. Why not? 0845 60 60 400. 0845 60 60 400. And you can sign up by there, and you can also register now. How easy is that? Register now online as well. It's really, really simple. Yeah. The website number is the website address is all the W's, uktransplant.org. UK Transplant, all one word, and you can give them a call on the donor line, which is 0845 60 60 400. 0845 60 60 400. And those T-shirts are very nice.
Thank you very much.
Very nice. Sarah, all the best. I hope you get the phone call.
Thank you very much indeed.
And thanks for joining us today. Thanks
Cheers.
A lot. It's Today's West Yorkshire. It's BBC Radio Leeds.